I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Sports Radio 610 presents The Drive with Sterner and Hubley.
Welcome back into The Drive as it is a schedule release day as we start to learn the NFL schedule. Obviously, we knew who they would be playing. Now we get to see when they play, where they play, the primetime games, all of that good stuff that kind of starts to make you understand and shape the season and what you think the season could be. We will get the full, obviously, permanent release coming up a little bit later on, but we will let you know the leaks that are coming out. And if you have missed it, as we will try to keep you updated on the leaks that are coming out of the games we have with the Texans. Week one at the Rams, according to reports. Week two, Monday Night Football with the Bucks here at NRG. Week three, the Jags will take on the Texans in Jacksonville, first divisional game. And then I think I flipped some of these here, or maybe two of these. The week nine will be the Broncos. Week nine will be the Broncos. And then week 12 will be, there'll be two primetime games in 3 weeks. Week 12, Thursday Night Football against the Buffalo Bills on Amazon. And then week 14, Sunday Night Football in Kansas City on the road. Should be fun. Three primetime games. Then they finish things off against the Colts to end things up there coming up this season. So anytime we get leaks, we will pass those to you. So appreciate you hanging with us. And stay tuned after us as the guys on Texans All Access and then the fellas on Area 45, they will be breaking down the schedule as well as it will officially be released then at that point. All right, Clint, we were talking about leadership, right? And you really broke them down into two spots. You broke them down into the offensive side and the defensive side of the ball.
Mm-hmm.
And you started to name some of the guys that fit this, right? The Will Andersons, the Jalen Petries, right? You talked about Azeez Alshire, Stingley to a certain extent. You broke that down. And you started talking about the players that matter on that side of the ball. One player you didn't really talk about, and we didn't really talk about, and I completely understand why, is Christian Harris. And it's just because it seems like his stature on the team has really dropped. Obviously, last year there was injury, but then it seems like it wasn't just injury-based at the end of the year when it looked like they decided to go another direction at the linebacker spot. And Clint, that's one I just can't quit. I just, understanding who D'Amico Ryans is, understanding the position he played and how important he knows that position is, and how highly he has spoken of Christian Harris and what we've seen ourselves. I hearken back to, I remember Indy Kalu was on with In the Loop saying, I think that guy's not just, you know, Pro Bowl. I think he's got all pro potential, is what he has said about him. Talked about it. Aziz talked about it. D'Amico raved about him being the most talented linebacker he's ever been around. He was that. And then late last year, even when he came back from injury, he came back and immediately took on 80% of the snaps the first game he returned. And then in the playoffs, Clint, he's just getting special team snaps. And now they're bringing in EJ Speed in that locker room, in that linebacker room to go along with him, to go along with Aziz, to go along with Toa Toa. I just, Clint, cannot fathom him being on this team and not being a major part of the defense. But it seems like that could be a real possibility, Clint. I just can't believe it.
The crazy thing is, as you're talking, I want to push back and go, bro, he missed a ton of work, and he couldn't even practice. And so it's obvious they put him back out there, right? And I think he was probably behind, probably both physically and mentally, in what they wanted to do. And so the other guys we'd mentioned multiple times had played really, really, really good football. So D'Amico chose to go, you know, that route of, hey, man, let me, the guys that have been here, the guys that are more well-versed, the guys that are up to speed, let's spend more time teaching our opponent and less time teaching Christian Harris what it is we want him to do in our defense. But
is that what you were thinking during that last year?
No. Well, no, I'll be honest with you. I don't know. I've never seen anything like that to that significant of a player, an injury that we didn't get an update hardly ever about what the hell was going on. So I don't know if there was another injury setback. I don't know. I'll be honest with you. I've got to look at it in a way of there was something other than football that demoted him to nothing but special teams. Because where I was going with that was when I'm saying all that in my mind as you were talking, I'm saying that, but I'm going, well, that can't be true, because they just pushed his ass right back out there on the all the special teams, right, and just really conceded, right, the rest of his season, and never tried to integrate him back in there at the linebacker position. I don't know if it was the. You know, he was so far behind that they just didn't want to take the time at that point in the season to get him more familiar and up to speed with the defense. I don't know if it was a Jalen Petrie type scenario where maybe he didn't handle it that like a professional as D'Amico wanted him to handle it. I have no idea. But then you go in there and you go, okay, well, this year everybody ought to have a clean slate. We're going to be moving forward. And they go out there and, to your point, they go add EJ Speed. So, yeah, I don't know what to make of Christian Harris and the slide, if you will. Well, a lot of guys, it was easy because they would just end up standing next to D'Amico Ryans in critical moments, and you'd be like, well, you know, they ain't getting a job done right now. I mean, hell, they're making plans as if he's not a Texan.
It's and we're talking about this, thinking this defense could be a top five.
This is the next Fred Warner. Dre Greenlaw type player. This is D'Amico's guy.
And we're looking at it and talking about it without even saying, like, we know he's going to be a major part. I don't know. It is hard for me to get around the thought, Clint, that I believe D'Amico believes he is the most talented linebacker they have. Just talented.
Well, that part didn't change.
No, that didn't change.
He's out there playing special teams.
You still believe that, right?
I mean, I believe the guys what D'Amico said, yes.
Yes, and what we've seen. That's true.
Yeah. But I'm talking about, most importantly, I know that D'Amico saw the same stuff we saw. Hell, he said as much.
Yeah. And to think, like, he's not going to be a major part of this team. I can't fathom that. So I cannot wait till we get out here. That's another thing for camp and starting to watch to see where he is positioned and where he is going to be, Clint.
Well, you've got some serious flexibility. I mean, the two deep at each linebacker position, whether you're talking about the nickel defender position or you're talking about the true inside linebacker positions, the two deep being Aziz Al-Shaair and Toa Toa at that middle linebacker position, and then Speed and Christian Harris at that wheel backer or Sam backer, whichever outside backer you want to call it, however you want to, whatever your defensive terminology is. I mean, you know, they were in a pinch last year, and the backups started a few games, who I thought played really, really well, but just it was Hanson and then what's Big Nick roll 43?
Neville Hewitt.
Neville Hewitt. Like these guys are having to start, and Devin White, they had to sign him off the streets. Yep. Wasn't it, Devin?
Yep.
You know, they're signing him off the streets. I mean, maybe this is a sign where D'Amico said, to hell with that. I'm not going to get – it's going to take two or three injuries for me to get stuck in that position again. So this linebacker crew is going to be deeper than last year. Maybe it's that. I don't know. I agree with you. It's hard to not look at Christian Harris and think, what the hell happened, man? There's got to be more to this story.
Yeah, and text line coming in. D'Amico just couldn't justify playing Harris over Henry Toa Toa.
Well, but even if that were true, Ron, he got demoted to special teams. Like, he wasn't playing defense at all.
Devin White, like some of those other guys you're naming.
Yeah, there's not, I mean, not to mention, I think those two guys athletically are in two different classes. I mean, Henry Toa Toa is the most improved player, and I really like him as a middle linebacker. We're talking about an outside speed backer that gives you a huge advantage in a pass rush situation, gives you a huge advantage in coverage, is a former corner, so you can actually play some coverage. Like, Henry Toa Toa is not even in the same category. They're two different players. I don't even think they play the same position. But to the texter's point, the linebacking crew as a whole had played so well that maybe they didn't want to disrupt it with Christian Harris. I'm reaching. I know I'm reaching, but it's hard to make sense of it otherwise.
But yes, I know you're reaching. Then I think the natural response is, then how did game one, when he was eligible, when they thought he could return, he was playing 80% of the snaps.
Yeah, it's the damnedest thing.
But that's behind it, right? And I think the point you made that you have to be open to looking at that this may spill over more than just on the field stuff. There may be something that may have been missing that we are not privy to know of why that happened. But I, again, Clint, it is hard for me to look at the talent that guy brings and that he has. And this is like he's never ever once been someone you would think is a guy that bucks something. Like, no. we hadn't seen anything like a guy that could be frustrating. They got it. No, we've never seen that. He's an Alabama kid. He was under Saban. You know, like, never ever saw that. So
there's no way to make sense of it based on the information again that we're privy to. I mean, if he wouldn't have played 80% of the snaps in the first game back, then you could say, well, the injury snuck up, or hey, he wasn't in shape. Had he then two or three or four games later played more, you could have said, hey, it just took him a while to get in shape, took him a little while to get up to speed on the defense. None of that happened.
Not just him. The dude is a freak of nature.
Yep.
That is, especially, someone texted in, you're right, especially after Aziz in coverage in the Chiefs game. Like he is a freak of nature that could just do things that others can't do, that you could probably do things differently with the defense that others can't do.
In obvious passing situations, he gives you a much better chance to win than either one of the middle linebackers, Henry Toa Toa or Aziz Alshayer.
Yeah, yeah, and maybe you're right.
And if we're being honest, the two backups as well.
Well, he's one of the backups, I guess.
I'm talking about last year, Hanson and Neville Hewitt, and then, hell, at that point in time, Jalen Petrie went on the field. Who was a nickel defender at that point in time?
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Yeah, you're right. Jimmy Ward was out too.
So, yeah, I mean, he was,
he is somebody that if he is not climbed up or going out there with the ones out of that group, then it is a strange thing, because he is not only the most talented, but we've watched him one-on-one with Lamar Jackson and be able to win that battle. All right, as we're talking about schedule releases with the Texans, other teams are releasing schedules too, and Clint, it's reported the NFL. Oh, wow. How in the hell? This must have been a coincidence here. The Jets reportedly will host the Steelers.
Rigged.
On the first Sunday of the regular season. Steelers, Jets, to open it up. Now, Aaron, come on.
It's got to happen.
Come on, Aaron.
There it's got to happen, man.
There's no way Aaron's missing that game.
The sense of humor that the universe has.
Clint, he won't be, you would imagine and believe, that is the absolute healthiest he will be all season. He will be 100% for that. And
I can already see it. Aaron acts like it's no big deal, but deep down inside, boy, can't wait to get it on the field. Yeah, absolutely try to kill him, yeah.
When I kill out of the darkness.
Yeah, that's... I mean, Aaron's got to make it. He's got to announce this right at some point.
Well, I mean, I just be in the game. Like I'm not going to lie to you.
I mean,
like,
Pittsburgh's way too calm about this thing to not know something.
These are two teams that I don't think have a chance in hell in winning a Super Bowl, even if Aaron was there. I don't think. But that game, I'd be in.
Yeah.
We already know it's not going to be a primetime game, and they didn't want to take a
Glenn,
chance at that.
Defensive-minded head coach.
Walked
in and said, hey.
So you remember the meeting they had?
Appreciate you taking that private jet all the way to New York from L.A., or from California. But, yeah, man, we're going to move on.
Aaron, get over there just throwing past each other, just staring at him. But don't Aaron Glenn seem like the type of fella that will give it back?
Yeah, embrace it. No question. Absolutely. No question.
Yeah, that's got to happen. There is no chance in hell that is not happening. But, yeah, so go on, Aaron, man. Do that thing. I want to see that. I want to see Jet Steelers. I damn sure want to see that. He might have some words for Cam Hayward. Yeah, I know you try to clean that thing up on that podcast, Cam, but damn it. And then Cam might have something. So a lot going on as the Steelers – could have their new quarterback, Aaron Rodgers, facing off against the Jets in week one. Coming up, it is Wednesday. It is 3:25. That means H-Town's best edition of Stock Up, Stock Down coming up. And we will do our edition of Stock Up, Stock Down with the Texans offense. You could send yours in, Stock Up, Stock Down, Texans offense style. We'll do that coming up next.
Every season brings highs.
I'm in my drop top, cruising the streets.
And lows.
No way, because I know one of you two assholes would have done the same thing that I just did.
Are you kidding me?
This trio always has eyes on the market in H-Town. It's time to buy or sell. It's stock up.
The arrow's pointed up.
Stock down.
They're selling, Mortimer.
On the Drive with Sterner and Hughley.
That is right. Every Wednesday on the Drive with Sterner and Hughley, right around this time, we do a little stock up, stock down, and it is Texans schedule release day. We're going to keep you abreast of that as the show continues on here. But a little stock up, stock down, 320 every Wednesday. And today's edition, we're looking at the Texans offense, specifically that offensive side of the football for the Houston Texans as we prepare for the 2025 football season. And I want to start with Ron the Show Hughley. We're on the show. Stock up for the Houston Texans offense right now as it stands to you.
I guess I'll turn my mic on today. I will go Wood Marks. And I want to call him Wood. I feel like
the rookie.
That's gotta be what he goes by. Woody? I understand Woody, it's gotta be Wood. And shout out to him slipping to that nickname because he watched Toy Story so much. It could have been Buzz.
Could have been Buzz Marks,
which would have been a lot fun. But I go with him as my stock up because this is a fourth round rookie who, if you've heard the promo, I agree with Seth Payne. He comes in and he is unique to anybody else in that room, in that running back room. And he comes in, Clint, as a fourth round pick. Pretty much with a role laid out for him on the team. Like for him to be like the third down back, the pass catching back, like that feels like just in rookie camp that is there for him. And I don't know who is really there to get in the way of him not having that role. So for rookies drafted in the fourth round, Clint, to pretty much already have a role to contribute to the team solidified. I don't know if it's solidified, but at least mapped out right there for you and not a lot of competition to get in your way of it. I mean, that's a pretty good role for a guy drafted in the fourth round. There's some third, second rounders that may not start. And he already has a spot or at least a role mapped out for him.
There seems to be signs pointing that direction. They got aggressive in the draft and moved up to get him. That tells me that they understood that there was a need there and an opportunity to get better at that position. Then you look at the guys that were there, they've shown us. They've shown us that they don't believe in Damian Pierce. And we've all seen Dari Agumbawale is a special teams player that had to play running back in critical situations. And that's a place on this offense. If you start putting putting a list together of where can this offense get better. Obviously, we've talked about the number one bullet on that list, which is the interior offensive line. We've talked that to ad nauseum, right? But the receiver position, they addressed that in the draft. The backup running back, the third down running back, the scat back, something beyond Joe Mixon is a huge opportunity for this offense to get better. And it seems like Woody Marks is that guy. So then you look at how Woody Marks – what kind of systems he came out of in college. They were both air raid systems, Lincoln Riley, and really he was at Mississippi State with Mike Leach before he passed away, and it kind of went south, so he ended up going to USC. But, those typically feature backs that have, like, scat back types of strengths, catching the ball out of the backfield, a little bit of twitch, obviously some explosion, getting downhill, the ability to run routes. I mean, so, yeah, I would think that Woody Marks, all the signs point towards him, his stock being up big time.
I'm just saying, there are fourth-round picks who don't get on the field.
Yeah.
It feels absolutely like he's already got a role mapped.
He's
out.
Got a huge opportunity. We'll see.
So, we're on the show. His stock up on a Wednesday here on the Drive, Sterner and Hughley. Stock up goes to the rookie running back, old Woody. Wood Marks, now over to you, former NFL quarterback Clint Sterner, Dirty Red. What is your stock up for this Texans offense as we prepare for the 2025 season?
Yeah, I'm going to go with Titus Howard. I think, you know, we've seen him play the tackle position. I thought he was going to play the tackle position. I think he's a better tackle than he is a guard. But it seems very clear that from Jump Street, to be honest, it looks like that the Texans are not only – planning on Titus Howard playing guard, but he's going to spearhead the fixing the biggest problem that they had last year, which was pass protecting from the inside. So they clearly believe that he's the answer to those issues. It starts there. And so I got to believe that the stock is up for him. I mean, this is a tall task for the Texans to get it right. It's extremely important that they get it right. Their entire identity on the offensive side of the football depends on it. And for them to say, nah, we can go get tackles galore, whether it's free agency or it's a draft, and we can just slide our big tackle that we paid to be one of the highest paid right tackles in the game, we can just slide him down, not in an emergency situation, not because we have to, but he played well enough that we believe that this is the fix to our biggest problem. So the stock for Titus Howard has to be through the roof right now.
Yeah, and especially the stock is up with the right people, because they believe, and we're gonna pay you that money. He even got they even redid his deal where he got money up front even more, and they said, our biggest problem, we believe you can fill it. So the right people, definitely his stock is up.
Fine, people. Right now, you are tuned in to H-Town's number one afternoon drive sports talk program, The Drive with Sterner and Hughley. Every Wednesday at this time, we do a little stock up, stock down. We got the stock ups out of the way from Ron and Clint. Now a little stock down. And as I said, today's edition is focused on the Texans offense for this upcoming football season. Back to you, Ron, the show. What is your stock down regarding the offense in H-Town?
Yeah, my stock down is Blake Fisher. Blake Fisher is a guy who started, like if you put yourself in this position, Clint, he started the back half of the season at right tackle, started two playoff games at right tackle, and was drafted in the second round. So naturally, all right, boy, we got our tackle. They then move on from Laremy Tunsil, and then Clint, then they go and bring in Cam Robinson, Trent Brown, Titus is still over there already, and then they go up in the draft in the second round and move up to go get Ursary. Like they've added more tackles as if they didn't just draft a second round pick at tackle. I know they're going to say it is a competition, and I think it will be, but like they have made moves to potentially go past you. Like Cam Robinson is starting. And I get a funny feeling how they have been so gung-ho to let us all clearly know that Ursary is a tackle, that they went up and made the move to go get him, and maybe he fits the physicality that they want. So to me, Blake Fisher started the end of the season playoff games, and they promptly responded with that by going to get a bunch of tackles, including drafting one as well with a high second-round draft pick. So for me, it is stock down right now for Blake Fisher.
Yeah, I like it. I mean, it seems like there's not a ton of confidence there. It would be one thing if they just had a guy that could be a swing tackle, or he could be the swing tackle, but it seems like he's going to be competing for that starting spot, and I don't know how Trent Brown fits into this thing at all if he's healthy and if he's going to play. So, whether it's Blake Fisher or they just didn't have enough bodies, they damn sure do now.
All right, we got that stock down from around the show regarding the offense for the Houston Texans. Clint, in your view right now as it stands, what is your stock down for the Texans offense?
For me, it's the offense overall. We're now beyond the draft.
Damn.
Look, we're
sucks.
Well, I mean, look, it's the reality of the situation. We are beyond the staff changes. We're beyond free agency. We're beyond the draft. And we're over here getting super excited about second round receivers, and third round receivers, and tackles getting signed and drafted when the issues the guard, interior line play, we're talking about these teams that are on this schedule, and a big part of I think how good these teams really are has to do with the play callers kind of deal, and so I think right now, there's just the jury is out, man. There is a lot to prove. We got a second round receiver that's going to come in here and do a lot more than Rome Odunze did last year in Chicago.
Yeah.
We're depending on Higgins to be a surefire starter and a difference maker. There's a lot that has to go right, starting with the offensive line. There's a lot that has to go right. So I think for me overall, right now versus last year. You had all these weapons and the excitement was through the roof. I think the offense overall is stocked down right now.
Stocked down on the offense there. All right. He says the hole's just over the top, damn it.
It's stocked down, baby. All right, coming up as we continue. Texans fans, you know, sometimes you got to look around and really be thankful that you have the ownership you have, because you will never have to go through this. We'll let you know and hear the latest on this crazy story in the NFL coming up next.
Does this count as us being on your show?
Live from the Mokarem Injury Lawyers Studios, Sports Radio 610 presents The Drive with Sterner and Hughley.
Now, if you're just joining us, when you hear that sounder, that means another Texans game has been leaked and another primetime game has been leaked. Week 7 on Monday Night Football, the Houston Texans will travel to Seattle to take on the Seattle Seahawks. This is not one that I would have guessed would have been a primetime game, but Sam Darnold, the newest member of the Seattle Seahawks coming off their year he had in Minnesota, the Texans will go on the road to Seattle on Week 7, Monday Night Football. So, Clint, now that runs it up to the Bucs on Monday Night Football in Week 2, Seattle on Monday Night Football in Week 7, the Bills on Thursday Night Football in Week 12, and then the Chiefs on Sunday Night Football in Week 14. So they're up to 4 standalone games, primetime games at this point, Clint. So there you go. Another one in Seattle. Hey, Tyler, that has to be on the list. Seattle has to be on the 100%. Potential list. I wouldn't be mad at you. That's not a bad one to go to.
I'm going to be critical of those effers up there in Seattle if that ends up being the one, though. You know, they try to pretend like they're the 12th man.
They're pretty serious about it. Yeah, I know.
Never thought about that.
Serious as they can
be.
It's
going to be a tough pill for an Aggie to swallow, isn't it?
They got to pay us. It's fine.
They have somebody. Do they?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That's trademarked by Texas A&M.
They have that, and that's us, baby. They got to pay us.
I'll be damned.
I'm talking about, baby. But I think they have a person who pulls up the 12th man flag before every game.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. What a joke.
Maybe you can do that, Tyler.
I wouldn't want to do that.
8 games announced, 4 of them primetime.
Pretenders. That's what they are.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
but not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
They're tenders.
We're the
pretenders. Not the buffalo kind either.
I'm just thinking, boy, that probably pissed off A&M fans when they started going strong with that.
Yeah, Aggies had had it for like a freaking century, and all of a sudden Seattle's pro football team comes swooping in. We're the 12th man.
You'd be a little hot, too, if the Washington Commanders decided to start going, woo!
They decided to be the Razorbacks, rename them the Hogs, and they start using all of our. I'd be a little annoyed. A little annoyed, no question.
And they take it over.
In all seriousness, I would love to take in that atmosphere. Everyone talks about how great it is up there in Seattle. So, I mean, it wouldn't be any Kyle Field, obviously, but that might be the away game. Might be.
Impressed with it. We played up there.
Yeah.
Oh, you played in their well, you didn't now, play to, in the Kingdom.
To be fair, it was when they were building their new stadium, and we actually played at the Husky Stadium, the Washington's Husky Stadium.
What was your stat line?
Ooh, 0 for 0, baby. Stayed by the heater. It was warm.
Hey.
I'll tell you what perfect. You did. I did stand in the rain in about mid-calf deep water on that sideline. It didn't drain real well.
Seattle and rain go together.
Yep. I'm going to tell you, listen, I think Kansas City would be great, and I would potentially go and show you a good time and maybe even get tickets for you if I could pull the string. Now, I'm not going to buy them, but if I could pull the string, to make that very clear.
I don't think
he thought you meant you
were. Okay, I just want to make sure you're putting that on the record, because sometimes there's been times Tyler has put me down on bets that I wasn't for certain. So I just want to clear that up.
If you were to do that, I might have to go to two away games this year.
But Seattle would be a good one. You only generally now there's a fifth NFC game teams play each year, but generally you only have 4 years to do this. Hell, the route that the Chiefs and the Texans are running their respective divisions, you may run into the Chiefs every potentially play them more often than you get a chance to play Seattle. And I thought about you deal with the rain that sometimes could suck, but the whole atmosphere. Yeah, go ahead to the. Did you go to the fish market? Did you go to that little?
Nah,
you didn't go catch. That's something.
I went down there.
Oh, you've been. Oh,
yeah, I went there a couple years ago. Saw them throwing them fish around.
Yeah, you might want to go. I didn't know for sure if you were being nasty with that or you were being that serious. Like when he said that.
Hey.
That's why I stopped. So I stepped back.
I'm throwing that fish around too now.
I wasn't sure. But that is the latest. Another primetime game, Monday Night Football. All right, I said this on the other side that Texans fans, sometimes I think you better thank the good Lord that you have Kyle and Hannah McNair and Nick Caserio and D'Amico Ryans, that group that comes together and doesn't do foolishness, because Lord knows you have experienced foolishness around here before. But this Trey Hendrick situation with the Bengals is, foolishness personified. He's already come out and said he is not going to play on this current contract. He says at some point it gets personal. And this was what he was, I think he was playing golf, about ready to play golf. And he was asked the question, do you still want to be a Cincinnati Bengal?
At this point, do you want to be a Cincinnati Bengal?
Wow, that's a tough question too, because you try not to let the business become personal. I think over the last week or so, it's become personal, unfortunately. And when there's a lack of communication in any relationship, if it's business or a personal relationship, lack of communication leads to animosity. And that leaves my narrative only to me with no clear direction. So the lack of direction, the lack of communication is leading to things that are allowing me to think about what's going to happen more than how great they have treated me over the last 4 years.
All right, that's Trey Hendrickson. And you could tell, clearly this thing is getting out of hand. They already told him, hey, man, go find a trade. Go do whatever. You look at this, Clint. And as I said, Texans fans, listen, hey, there's a lot of things you could say about the Texans. There's some things that you would maybe disagree with or whatever. You know, obviously me and Hannah have an issue. Like, there's a lot of things that can be said about.
Hold on, show.
I tried to move through that. But there's a lot of things that can be said. But Cal and Hannah McNair will never put a player of this caliber in this situation. Will Anderson has no worries, and Texans fans have no worries that Will Anderson is going to be fairly taken care of. That he continues to perform like he is going to be taken care of. CJ Stroud is going to be taken care of. They have shown it and have done it. Not like these jokers. Clint, this cat is played in seasons 28 and 29, about to be 30. He is a two-time All-Pro last year, first team. He led the NFL in sacks 17 and a half. He had 17 and a half the previous year. He is a four-time Pro Bowler. Like, this ain't no just dude that just, hey man, he don't really deserve to pay. No, he is one of your most important players. That won't happen here in Houston, and it is wild that he is dealing with this.
You know the craziest part of this is he references communicating with Zach Taylor. The communication that he's threatened to post is apparently the head coach. This blows my mind.
I can't believe
the head coach of the Cincinnati Bengals texted Trey Hendrickson
a reminder
that he would be fined if he missed mandatory minicamp. He didn't pick the phone up and call him and be like, "Hey man, we've been together 4 years. You've been balling out for me, man. I just want to let you know, hey, as an organization, we've got to hold people accountable. If you miss this mini camp, and I understand why you're doing it. If we miss this mini camp, we're gonna have to fine you a little bit. There's gonna be a little noise around it, but it's not a big deal."
Wow.
No, he texts nobody.
That's the only way they could relay that message.
I mean, come on.
Not his representation. The only way was Zach to text him.
Come on, I am King Text, and I think there are.
D'Amico won't be texting Will Anderson. Hey, dog.
Right. That is the equivalent of D'Amico Ryan's texting somebody and just letting them know anything, much less about a fine of any sort. Like, I am a big fan of texting, and even some of the, like, in order to just get business done I quickly and not having to play phone tag and wait for this and wait for somebody's schedule to open up, I'm cool with just texting some important information. Hey, get it done. Here's what's up. You can't have this going on with the best player on your defense, and you could argue from a health perspective. I mean, one of two.
I think he is three
productive players on their whole team.
I think he's at worst the third most important.
Yeah, I don't know how you text old buddy, and not expect him to receive it with some level of disrespect.
Yeah, text line coming in. Dude's a vet. He signed a free agent deal with the Bengals, knowing damn well how cheap that organization is. If he was underperforming, guarantee he ain't giving money back. No, they'd have cut his ass.
Well, there's more to this. Is there yeah. have what he's referring to, if you're not keeping up with it, like he basically, and I'm paraphrasing, but what I understand is he's basically been told
they
couldn't re-up him last year because something wasn't right, money wasn't right, whatever reason, but just trust us, we're going to take care of you. And their attempt to take care of him has been completely disrespectful.
Yeah.
So they've not held up to their word. And the head coach texting him, that sheds a little bit of light on really what's going on with the organization. Yeah. You can blame it on the Bengals and talk about them being cheap, but let's talk about their head coach and how he's handling things.
And also kick rocks. Listen, T. Higgins was under contract. Jamar Chase was under contract. They took care of them. Like, we know how the game is. Like, we could stop with the, you're under contract. No, you know what the game is. You start outperforming it, you get out of the way of it, right? C.J. Stroud's under contract. They're gonna sign C.J. Stroud and Will Anderson to long-term contracts. And it'll be a problem. It potentially can be a problem if they do that. Hell, Nico Collins could be a problem. Couple of years. Like we know what the game is in the NFL, and you can live in the fantasy world of, I signed a contract, and yes, I have outperformed my contract, and I'll just sit on my hands and knees. Now, my man is 30 years old. As Clint will tell you, they have a certain amount of years where they can get paid at the most that they can get.
That's it. Got to make the most of it. Got to maximize it.
We know the game. We know the game. You can pretend like you don't. We know the game. Max Crosby wasn't just sitting there saying, hell, I'm under contract. Well, don't sign me. What you got coming up in the four?
All right, boys, it's time to put a number on it. It's time to put your name on a number with the Texans. We know the opponents. We've known the opponents for a while. The schedule hasn't fully dropped, but I want to do this before we get the rest of the schedule, which by tomorrow we'll obviously know it. How many wins do you want to put your name on with the Houston Texans this year? How many wins? We know the opponents. I'll lay it out for you. How many wins do the Houston Texans get in the 25-26 season? We'll do that next right here on Sports Radio 610.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere. Applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.